Now we've come to the second half of the 13th chapter of Revelation, where it talks about another beast coming up out of the earth, as I said last time, that has two horns like a lamb, verse 11, and he spake as a dragon. If it is a two-horned beast, it is a Gentile governmental system. If it has two horns like a lamb, it means it is masquerading as Jesus Christ. And if it causes the earth to worship, verse 12, then it is an organization which brings about such things as liturgies and such things as religious ceremonies, and which creates or causes or sets up the structure for worship and is therefore a church organization. Now notice it is engaged in miracles, verse 13 and 14. And he, this religious leader that looks like Christ but speaks like the devil, he doeth great wonders, so that he makes fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men, and deceiveth them which dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles that he had power to do in the sight of the beast. Right there in front of and at the behest of and in complete cooperation with this super military dictator who is also assuming divine-like potential or divine-like status. To many people, miracles are the final test of truth. The Bible has something to say about that. If you'll turn back to Deuteronomy, the 13th chapter, right quickly, and read what it says. Verse 1 of Deuteronomy 13. If there arise among you a prophet or a dreamer of dreams, and gives you a sign or a wonder, and the sign or the wonder come to pass. Notice that. If a preacher, a religious leader, says, I'm a prophet, I'm an evangelist, I'm a man of God, I'm a great religious leader, and he says, I'm going to produce this or that sign or wonder. And the Bible says, if it comes to pass. I mean, you're watching with your own eyes, and you cannot gainsay it. You have no physiological, you have no scientific explanation. It is a supernatural sign, and you see it with your own eyes. It's a miracle. But the Bible goes on to say, whereof he spake unto you, saying, but his message or his doctrine is, let us go after other gods, which you have not known, and let us serve them. You shall not hearken unto the words of that prophet or that dreamer of dreams. The Bible clearly shows that miracles are not the test of truth. Satan the devil has miracle working power. Demons can effect supernatural signs. Satan the devil is called the prince of the power of the air. He is called the god of this world. But there are millions of people who are so gullible that if some human leader can stand up and say, watch this, I'm going to do something great, they will instantly prostrate themselves before the man and say, this has got to be a man of God because that's a miracle and I saw it. And that's the only proof they need. They don't need fundamental, basic, biblical doctrines, the truth of the Word of God, to the law and the prophets. If they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. No, this is not their safety. This is not their protection. They just want to see something piquant, something fabulous, something exciting, something interesting, some great miracle. And if they see that, they are convinced. And so the Bible predicts that a lot of people are going to be convinced by miracles and wonders, but from a satanic source.